This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yaritza Lizette Virial. Date of birth, January the 15th, 1999. Case ID number is 535-9536. Date of exam, July the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Driscoll's Children's Hospital, dated 11/20/2019, and medical report from Dr. Marisa Inigo, dated 2/27/11. Identifying information. This is a 24-year-old single female with no children presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spina bifida and neurogenic bladder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as an advisor for students entering college for 1 year. She also worked as a substitute teacher for 1 year. During the time that she worked part-time. At the present time, she lives in a house with her parents and has been receiving disability benefits for 2 years. Allegations, number one, spina bifida. Number two, neurogenic bladder. History of allegations. Number one and number two, spina bifida and neurogenic bladder. The claimant states that at birth she was diagnosed and treated for spina bifida. Surgery was performed when she was 7 months old for secondary to a fatty lump that was on her back. At 4 years, she had a second surgery to remove a root in her spinal cord that was producing problems with her neurological function. She also had a laminectomy performed on June the 18th, 2003. Along with a colostomy placed for flushing out of her colon on June the 11th, 2012. She has had multiple dilatations and catheterizations from a cysto duct that was performed in the umbilical area, which was consistent with the appendicovesicostomy, dated 6/6/2011. The claimant suffers from multiple urogenic bladder infections and urinary tract infections since she was 12 years old. The claimant also has problems with constipation, and has difficulty in ambulating secondary to occasional back discomfort. Her condition is stable at this time, and no surgeries are pending. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. She does do some walking around the house. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Harun Patel. She has no assisted devices she's using at this time and is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. As noted earlier, physical activity includes just walking. Family history. The father is 63 and has had pneumonia and congestive heart failure. The mother is 57 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and endometriosis. Medications, Tylenol, 650 milligrams, PRN is needed. Fluticasone propionate, 50 micrograms, QD. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams, QD. Hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, QHS. Ketoconazole, 2% shampoo for the hair. Vesicare, 5 milligrams QD. Alcimin solution, 0.125 milligrams sublingually. Solifenacin, 5 milligrams QD. And Sinalax, 8.6 milligrams QD. Medical problems, neurogenic bladder, comma, spina bifida with two surgeries to repair the lumbar sacral back area, history of colostomy flush on the right side, and also a appendicular vesicostomy dated 6/6/2011. History of abdominal abscess, incision and drainage on November the 22nd, 2019. History of multiple dilatations and catheterizations. History of multiple urinary tract infections and urinary incontinence since she was 12 years old. Laminectomy on June the 18th, 2003. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.1 Fahrenheit, weight 165 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 124 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 27.5. General. This is a 24-year-old female. Who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her mother. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. OS pinhole was 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole was 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet bilaterally. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 8-centimeter midline surgical vertical back scar, the lumbar sacral back area. There is also a right lower quadrant colostomy tube for flushing of the intestines secondary to constipation. It is 2 centimeters wide. She also has a lower umbilical 6-centimeter device where the claimant urinates from a cystoscopy tube. Could you please drop down to neurological exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluid and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? I'm sorry. Could you drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a appendicovesicostomy and also a cystostomy that she has to use daily in order to urinate and also for constipation. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to chronic urinary tract infections, neurogenic bladder, chronic use of the cystostomy, and a colostomy tube for flushing of her abdomen secondary to severe constipation. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, history of spina bifida, stable at this time. Surgery has been performed to correct it, and the claimant does have some mild lumbar sacral back weakness. Number 2, neurogenital bladder has been treated with multiple surgeries, appears to be stable at this time. However, the claimant has had some problems with urinary incontinence and also chronic urinary tract infections. Could you please add a note below the probable diagnoses? The claimant did fall back during the examination. She had no problems getting up. She was able to ambulate. She did not complain of any pain. She states that she was fine, and she did leave the exam room an ability to ambulate without any problems. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name Yaritza Lizette Virial.